grants the government unprecedented access to your financial transactions. This isn't just an invasion of privacy. It's a direct assault on your liberty and hard-earned money. It's another reason why I recommend physical gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau. I'm a news analyst and a podcaster with nearly 25 million downloads to people just like you who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Big Brother while also preserving your retirement savings through almost anything, including economic crashes, political instability, and even hyperinflation. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. Remember, there's no strings attached. Text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you're blessed with continued prosperity.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Temperatures will be way below normal tonight with a low temperature in the upper 30s with mainly clear skies. Maybe a couple of degrees colder in some of the outlying areas. We'll be watching that. Of course, we're into the growing season. For tomorrow, the temperature recovery begins with mostly sunny skies, high 72, up to about 76 Wednesday with more sun, upper 70s to near 80 on Thursday, and showers and storms holding off until Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
I'm taking off the air. I think you're having a breakdown.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Oprah Winfrey lost 40 pounds again. And now you can lose 40 pounds and you can lose 40 pounds. Everyone's losing 40 pounds with Oprah Zempic. Simply follow Oprah's exclusive weight loss method and have all your meals planned by a team of dietitians and prepared by three private chefs, just like Oprah. But make sure you have hours of free time to exercise because Oprah Zempic works best with a sprawling home gym, indoor pool, and live-in personal trainer. Oprah Zempic, the healthiest, most expensive, time-consuming way to lose weight.
Oh, ho, ho, Oprah Zempic.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast.
Following Boston Boy.
News Talk 93.1 FM, WACB Happy Hour. David Blackman joining us at 3:15 for our weekly exploration of the idiocracy. Rosie Brock is riding shotgun today.
And here they are.
One big happy daylight savings time impaired family.
Please clap.
Since he's still in the room, take a moment here. First of all, this time change, I feel like I'm working.
Yeah. Well, when I woke up Sunday in Boston, I felt 2 hours ahead.
That's right.
And then I got the hour back once I got, you know, dropped off in Montgomery.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hate this. I hate spring forward.
Yeah. It's time to do one or the other. Stay on daylight savings time all year, which I think would be the right thing to do. Indiana does that. In fact, on Random Facts today, Jay mentioned there's 18 states that have different time zones within. And technically here in Alabama, Phoenix City is Eastern time.
All right.
Because
right.
They're so close to Columbus, Georgia.
I actually didn't feel too much jet lag when I got there. Like, the hour difference is not too bad going, especially because we're having a lot of fun.
Jet lag is tougher when you're doing a cross country.
Right.
I mean, that's a long flight, but or Europe or one of those kinds of things. So I was very happy with the Oscars last night. Because the day Rich Thomas and I saw Oppenheimer said Best Picture and Robert Downey Jr. for Best Supporting.
Sure.
Has to happen. And it did.
Yeah, makes sense to me. I thought it was a fantastic movie.
And over the last couple of weeks, I've been working with Miss Murray, the movie maven, in the afternoon. She not only picked all five of the major categories, she picked two subcategories that she had an opinion on. So she was 7 for 7.
Wow.
Sound and original screenplay. So that's pretty good. 7 for 7. I have to start.
Now, some people are giving them crap online. I didn't really have the same feeling, but what did you think of the whole John Cena walking out there naked?
I didn't see it.
Well, people are saying, oh, this is what Hollywood does. It's a humiliation ritual. I'm like, have you seen John Cena's career in wrestling?
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on, man.
It's, I really don't care, and frankly, I'm not really interested.
And then I saw another clip of John Mulaney, instead of actually reading out the nominees, he just started talking about how much he loves Field of Dreams.
I did see that.
That was fun.
I caught a few parts of it live. That was one of them. And that was a little ponderous. Yeah. He had a little chuckle at the end there, but it wasn't worth the time he stole to do that.
See, I kind of like it because it's an exercise in trolling.
Like, and I would like to know how many baby seals gave their lives to give Jimmy Kimmel the outfit he wore.
I don't know.
I watched one segment with him in it. That was plenty. I was just glad to see a great film get rewarded. And I'll tell you what. Overall, this year, maybe the breast thinking of Emma Stone and Poor Things. Did you see that?
Not yet.
That's a movie that you have the intelligence to appreciate.
Okay.
It's really good. And she does you'll learn what furious jumping means.
Okay, furious jumping.
Furious jumping.
Mm.
And she just did an incredible job in that movie. So I was glad to see her. And correctly predicted, knowing that Hollywood has compromised themselves in that, after the Oscars So White thing a number of years ago, they feel like they have to make up. So in the lesser categories, Divine, Jay, Joy, whatever it is, Randolph, in a movie that I thought was kind of ponderous, The Holdovers, I thought there were much better performances elsewhere, but she got Best Supporting, and we knew Robert Downey Jr. had to get it.
Yeah,
he's great. This is like the third time now where we were absolutely convinced that somebody deserved not only a nomination, but the award. Going all the way back to the mid-80s, there was a movie called Mr. Saturday Night, and Billy Crystal plays this pathetic, aging, like, Tonight Show host type of guy. And the guy that played his brother, and I can't remember, was it John Turturro? He was so moving in the role he played. He just came across as so, he saved the movie, actually. And he won.
Okay.
So I've got a little bit of a history with this. On the other hand, at least, I think they've dialed back the Beazle schmears it with the lecture to America every year.
Well, they need to, because
in fact, I'm kind of interested to see, let's find out in real time here, ratings for 2024 Oscars. Let's see what comes up. Oh, they were they were worse than bad. They were boring. They were. There was not much in the way of cutting edge and silly stunts like the Cena thing. I would like to know what the numbers were, though. They should have those out. Let's see if there's a story here that will tell. I accept your cookies. Quit asking me. ITV's coverage. That's not what I want. What were the numbers? Judge would probably have it, but I don't want to give him credit.
Yeah.
I managed to stay. Remember how addicted I was to Drudge?
Oh, yeah, likewise.
When it used to be good.
I still check it out to see what a dumpster fire it is.
It really, I mean, it's so, let's look at it now. Yeah. I have emotional support here with you.
Oppenheimer.
Oscarheimer, perfect. That's what it should be. And I have my Oppenheimer hat in the car, too.
Oh, there's one of those. Trump's jaw-dropping praise for Hitler revealed by ex-chief.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course, it's all Hitler.
Yeah, and Trump's daughter's literally converted to Judaism, but, you know, he's definitely like Hitler.
Yeah, right. That's always a good idea. When your dad is Adolf Hitler, you want to become a Jew.
Yeah, because any, like, strong president got near, like, king, it was just like Hitler. Like, George Washington, Lincoln, FDR.
Sure.
Just like Hitler and Mussolini.
But this he is ass, he is old that we have in the we is I, he is ass, re is I, and he is out.
I understood.
Did you see what this dorkhead has planned for the budget? $7.5 trillion with.
Yeah, I did see
that. By the way, I know that looks like a penis. But it's actually, David Blackman sent me that. Non-white Americans vote intention in pre-election polls turning sharply Republican, and Republican support is turning up.
Yeah, it's across the board, and it's not your, like, Rasmussen. It's like ABC, Ipsos,
yeah,
Morning Consult, Bloomberg, yeah.
$5.5 trillion in tax hikes, plans for highest peacetime budget in U.S. history. Joe, we got a message for you.
Screw you!
And the rest of your ilk. Which reminds me, I got a very funny greeting to start the Idiocracy. I should get that ready. I just feel so, like, today is just kind of a surreal feel to the day. I did my routine. I did my bike. I've been working my stomach and my arms. You know, I'm just telling you ahead of time. If you reach a certain age and you lose weight, you got to keep the skin tight.
Oh, yeah.
And it works. It works. You can still build muscles when you're in your 50s like me.
You look great.
What was the highlight of Boston in our final minute here?
Probably, if I'm being serious, seeing friends I hadn't seen in a long time and really getting to hang out and talk about where they're at in life and where I'm at. But, the food was just, seafood in particular, is freaking amazing. And the Little Italy, the north end up there, is like true Italian
stuff,
and that was amazing.
Did you see any historical sites?
When I was going on a hunt for a hot lobster roll.
Lobster.
At the Barking Crab, which is right on the harbor, on Boston Harbor. As you go to Boston Harbor, guess what's there? The Boston Tea Party Museum.
Oh.
And they essentially, we didn't go through the museum, but as we're walking to the Barking Crab, we're seeing them with tourists and costume reenactors throwing these tea crates into the water. But as soon as it hits the water, like just as it hits, they immediately pull it back up again. I'm like, at least the Sons of Liberty got their tea wet. Like, what is this? But it's charming. I saw that. That was cool. Walked by Paul Revere's house. Then we, yesterday, went up to Salem, and that's actually...
Did you see the site where they had the witch hangings?
Yeah, I think so. It's a pretty creepy place. Now, it's very touristy in certain sections, but
right.
Other parts of it, the more historic parts, you're like, okay, I'm getting the vibe here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's an odd place.
Yeah, the whole Salem story is quite fascinating, and they have... figured out which trees. They're still there. Trees were used to hang those women. Well, thank you for your extra time today, my friend.
Of course.
Appreciate it.
And by the way, I learned the best pizza is New Haven style.
What's that?
It's like Connecticut New Haven is a thin crust. It looks like New York, but they cook the heck out of it in a wood-burning oven. Well, so there's a little black and burnt on the bottom, oh, my goodness.
Biden is trying to outlaw those ovens.
I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
Including that.
Isn't that right, Mr. Poopy Pants?
Hope they cleaned up the Vatican.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
All right, David Blackman going to be joining us as we visit the Idiocracy. We're already a couple of minutes behind. And I should probably see if David's there. So,
it's on that screen.
Oh, it's up there. I see. Admit, David. Admit. Yes. and he should be appearing in just a second. And I want to make sure that he can hear us here, too.
There he is.
Yes. What a handsome guy. We'll be joining him in just a minute. Don't forget, Georgia Floors, direct flooring destination since 1969 on the boulevard across from Lowe's. Jeff Mallinson's been part of the scene there for over half of those 52 years, initially hired as a sales guy, but the human template for great customer service. And as the years passed, he became manager of Georgia Floors Direct and has been brilliant at finding people that embrace the same level of customer service that he does. Every type of flooring, 300,000 square feet of choices, hardwoods, luxury vinyl, plank flooring, laminates, tile, and you name it. Plus, they've added window blinds and marble kitchen countertops to their inventory, and everything they sell is at a wholesale price and installed by their people. They save you time, and they save you money. Georgia Floors Direct on the boulevard across from Lowe's, a flooring destination since 1969.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know, we've got three floors and 60,000 square feet. So just come see us, because we probably got a sale or two going, and our merchandise is pretty reasonable, I think. We don't charge a commission to the vendors, and so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Recording in progress.
Incited an erection.
His various cases of, you know, he's got inciting charges of inciting an erection.
Donald John Trump incited the erection.
They didn't like Donald Trump. They said he participated in an erection.
As the 21st century began, natural selection, the process by which the strongest, the smartest, the fastest reproduced in greater numbers than the rest, a process which had once favored the noblest traits of man, now began to favor different traits. A dumbing down. How did this happen? Evolution does not necessarily reward intelligence. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
David Blackman and Greg Budell present Tales of the Idiocracy.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
And we love David Blackman, who comes to us live from somewhere in Texas. Man with a 10-gallon brain, blogger extraordinaire. David, good afternoon to you, my friend.
Yeehaw, y'all.
Yeehaw.
Yeah, yeehaw. That's our country. I was just reading the New York Post headline about Biden's planned $7.5 trillion budget with $5.5 trillion in new tax hikes. Who can't vote for that? Who doesn't want that?
And a deficit of $2 trillion.
Yeah. And for what? What does he need all this money for? For left-wing Basil Schmiz, pardon me, but if you speak Carney, you know exactly what I just said. Anyway, how you doing with the time change, first of all? It's been kind of a weird day for us.
I hate it, man. It's the stupidest thing we do every year in America. I get so angry, Greg, because I was lobbying down in Austin in 2011. In that session, and we had a bill that got all the way through the Senate, got to the House. It was going to go on the floor for a vote the next day, and the authorizing committee in the House bottled it up in the dark of night and killed the bill. Mm-hmm. And it was a bunch of rural Republicans who did it that would have gotten rid of daylight savings time for Texas, just like they have in Arizona. And it was Republicans who did that, not Democrats. And it just makes me so angry to think back on that. And it's the stupidest thing we do every year.
Well, I tell you, there's a universality to this. It's not a political thing. Nobody seems to understand why we started doing it in the first place and why we continue to do it. We've passed bills in our legislature to stick with one time year-round. And but I guess Congress plays a role in that. You just can't arbitrarily change your time zone without approval from them.
Right. You'd have to have approval from Congress. But the first step is for your legislature to act. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, this thing, for whatever reason, and I never understood it then. I don't understand it now. There is a lobby out there that tracks bills that are trying to do away with daylight savings in individual states and organizes opposition to them and goes in and finds state representatives or senators who are willing to kill the bill with one of a thousand parliamentary tricks. There always are where you can kill a bill. It's pretty easy to kill bills. And I have no idea who's behind that organized effort. It was never explained to me, even by a couple of Republicans who I dealt with a lot back then, who were in on the effort to kill it, and they couldn't explain it to me and didn't want to talk about it. And
I'm at that age where I have to ask you questions before I forget them. Any inside buzz on who might replace Mitch McConnell?
Well, I think it's probably going to be either John Cornyn or John Thune, unfortunately. The only other real possibility, in my view, is John Barrasso, the senator from Wyoming, who would be the best of the three, really. Cornyn's worthless. He's the worst senator we've ever had from Texas. Thune is, he's just followed Mitch McConnell around.
Maybe you can explain, so I understand Texas better, because they've given us Ted Cruz. I think your governor is pretty darn good.
Yeah.
But they keep putting this.
Yeah, Cornyn, he had been our attorney general, and he got elected. I'm trying to remember now. Was he elected? Yeah, I think he was elected. And, he was decent as attorney general. He wasn't great, but he was decent and seemed like a fairly conservative Republican when he was here in Texas. But he immediately, upon getting to the Senate, decided he wanted to be in leadership, and so that meant following Mitch McConnell around like John Thune has done for all these years, and Barrasso, and they were his, and they became Mitch's inner circle. And Cornyn virtually never pays any attention to issues that are really important to Texas. He's worthless on the border. He's worthless on energy. He's worthless on everything that really matters to Texas. In favor of just pushing Mitch McConnell's agenda in the Senate. Thune is from North Dakota. He's same thing. He's useless for state-centric issues. Barrasso's a little better. I think Barrasso would be the better choice. I think he's certainly the most intelligent among them and the most connected to his state, which, Wyoming is a great state with a largely rural state.
Liz Cheney.
Right. Well, yeah, except for the Cheneys. Yeah, what can you do about that? Of course, she lives in Virginia now. She hadn't actually lived in Wyoming for a decade. I know that Elon Musk is trying to push Rand Paul.
Yeah.
Who I would love that. I'd love to see Rand Paul or Mike Lee or Ted Cruz or even John Kennedy from Louisiana.
Oh, that would be hilarious.
Leader. Yeah.
We have more entertainment and political news with John Kennedy as the speaker than...
Yeah.
That would be so awesome.
But, Rand Paul is like the social outcast among the Republican caucus in the Senate. Rand Paul wouldn't get 10 votes to succeed.
How pathetic is that?
Mitch.
That's just so pathetic.
Yeah, and then, you have Rick Scott from Florida who tried to unseat Mitch at the start of this current Congress and failed miserably. And I hadn't really seen much from him. I guess maybe he's not going to try to mount a bid for it. I just think it's probably going to be either Thune or Cornyn. I'm afraid it's going to be Cornyn, which will just be a disaster for the Republican Party.
Yeah, we already have enough of those.
Yeah, and we've had plenty of disasters, yeah.
Before we continue, I wanted to thank, I know that you distribute our chats through your blog, and I want you to give your blog address in a minute, but I'm picking up some followers on Facebook, and I encourage that because I think you'll like what I post, and I steal from David regularly. So in addition to the like-mindedness we share, his sense of humor is great. I love it when you put a blog out with the energy meme of the week on your energy blog or something that you include in the regular. It's always fun, and I almost always repost. Quick question. On the Oscars, did you watch any of that last night?
Oh my God, no! I haven't watched a moment of the Oscars in 20 years.
This year, I had kind of a vested interest in it because I had such I loved Oppenheimer, and our weather guy, Rich Thomas, he and I went to see that because we both love historical movies. And when we came out, we said Best Picture and Best Supporting Actor for Robert Downey Jr., who is really great. What it does, it's not a lecture on whether or not we should have used the bomb. And I will argue with anybody on that, that it was absolutely necessary. And you don't want to reduce human life to an accounting practice, but the number of lives that were saved by it, and it hasn't been used since, I'll remind everybody too. Because it was horrible. It was a horrible way for those people to suffer. But we didn't put them in that position. The Japanese leadership did. And they were as bad. We always hear Hitler. I don't see anybody using Tojo as an example of a wretched human being. They were as bad as the Germans were when they were in China.
The things they did in China and throughout the Indian Ocean countries in the lead up to World War II, just the atrocities are just unbelievable. Some of the things you read about that. They were every bit as awful as Hitler, but Hitler became such the focal point of of evil.
It was worse than
Tojo kind of got along.
Worse than Hitler and Tojo combined was Joe Stalin.
Yeah,
I mean,
in terms of the number of people they killed, and Mao
and his own people, not just enemy combatants, but he starved his own people. He made all his moves with zero concern as to how it might impact the citizens. There's Katie Britt on TV, and I want to talk about her too, because I have a clip from Megyn Kelly that I'd like to play a little bit later. Will you remind me to do all this? Because I'm at that age, especially the day after a time change. There were actually several really good movies. Hollywood has kind of gotten back into making watchable films. And you may remember somebody who co-hosted with us a few weeks back, Ellen Murray. She does our movie reviews and so forth in the afternoon. Last couple of weeks, we talked about Running Up. She not only picked all the major categories, but she picked two more and just said, take one of the subcategories. This is sound and original screenplay. Nailed those 7 for 7. I wish I had known ahead of time. I could have done some.
That's hard to do.
Hard to do.
I had a really good friend that used to have Oscar parties, and we would go. And I might have seen one or two of the movies during the year. And this year, I hadn't seen any of them. I know Oppenheimer's great. I know there were other great movies this year. I'm glad finally a movie somebody has heard of actually won the Best Picture Award. That's a nice change.
Yeah, I still haven't seen Parasite, which won Best Picture, I don't know, a few years ago.
What the hell is that?
It's the story of the Democratic Party, and it's...
But your comment on Robert Downey Jr., I will say this. I think Robert Downey Jr. is one of the greatest actors I've ever seen in my life. He's one of those actors who disappears into the character.
Yes.
And becomes the character. And it just, Marlon Brando was like that. And Jack Nicholson. And, he's just Robert Duvall and Gene Hackman. I mean, so many great actors.
Yeah, they make almost.
Denzel Washington is another one.
Those are all guys that can make a weak movie much more watchable just by being in it. And Hackman, especially Robert Duvall, you're right. In fact, there's a movie called Bullet that was made in the late 60s before Duvall really became a star through the Godfather series, and he plays a cab driver there. Even that movie he made better just by being in it. There's a few that have that gift. The show itself, you can tell the left-wing media have called it boring, which means it didn't have enough left-wing crap in it, you know, and behavior to... The other thing, I'm going to do this again while it's in front of my face. Kudlow was interviewing Katie Britt. Yeah. Locally, her State of the Union follow-up was pretty well accepted. But man, she has been attacked viciously by conservatives around the country. Is coming across as a whiny Karen.
It just pisses me off. I have to tell you, I got so angry. I was getting emails all day Friday about how awful she was. I watched it. I thought she was actually pretty good. I think, I mean, she's, you have to understand the audience she was trying to appeal to there. And I wrote about it on Saturday. She wasn't trying to appeal. All the criticisms I was getting and emailed and seeing on Twitter were from old white guys. That's not who she was delivering that message to. She's delivering that message to my daughter. You know, millennial mothers of Gen Z children who are in school right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's who Katie Britt is. That's who that message was for. That's the demographic that has killed the Republican Party in the last four election cycles. That's why Katie Britt was chosen to give that talk and that response. I mean, and it was a message tailored to that audience, trying to actually, you know, appeal to a demographic that has abandoned the Republican Party. This is the audience for The View, right? Housewives. Perfect. Yeah. And so you're trying to get... So most of the criticisms I saw, and I saw Megyn Kelly's criticism, too. And I like Megyn Kelly. She's one of my favorite podcasters right now. But most of the criticisms I saw were, well, why do you have Vivek Ramaswamy? Why didn't you just get Trump to deliver it? Why don't you do this, do that? Have some fire and brimstone thing to appeal to the base.
Right.
Well, Trump's got the base.
Yeah.
Hey, this campaign has to be about expanding out of the base, okay? And you got to win the election.
What's exciting, and I posted it right after you sent it to me, was this trend in politics through racial realignment with non-white voters shifting away from Democrats and towards Republicans, which, if they have a shred of critical thinking, they should be doing. Because they're getting screwed too.
Right. But the traditional Republicans, the Mitch McConnell Republicans, the Paul Ryan Republicans, don't give a damn about appealing to non-white voters. Okay? They never have. It's never been what they've tried to do. Trump is different. Trump is trying to expand that base.
Yeah.
And the biggest prize is Hispanic and black voters who are tired of being taken for granted by the Democratic Party. And then these millennial mothers in white suburban mothers have just abandoned the Republican Party over the last four election cycles. They're killing us in Texas. That demographic, okay? And so that's really who that message was tailored to, and not old white guys like me and you. And
really,
if you look at the criticisms, that's mainly who it's come from. And Megyn Kelly. Megyn was pretty brutal about it. I think she missed the boat on that.
I think I've come up with a new nickname for David. I'm going to call him the human time change, because it seems like we just went an hour forward in 20 minutes. Because we're ready for the first break, and we haven't even started on the long list of great stuff there is to kick around today. David, before we take the break, please give your blog address so people can find you and support your incredible work.
Sure. It's davidblackman.substack.com for, what is that, politics, and blackman.substack.com for energy, and I write about both every day.
All righty, we're going to come back to David in just a moment. Right now, we have our first look at the roads, Blue Water News, and then more of the idiocracy we are living in.
You know, looking around the cams right now, we're seeing a lot of cars everywhere. There are no real accidents to slow anyone down that we're aware of at the moment. Buckle up, drive carefully. Montgomery, Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka all reporting heavy traffic, but no major problems. Traffic flows pretty good. Overall, looking really good all around the area. Haynes Ambulance is there for you both on the ground and in the air. From a simple patient transport to life or death situations, Haynes is ready at a moment's notice. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Lots of wrecks towards the end of last week with 5 inches of rain on Friday. If you were involved in one of them and you haven't chosen a body shop yet, call 27-WRECK with a W and turn your car over to the best in the business. And I say that without reservation or hesitation because that's how Donnie and Brandon Turner have been doing it. First with Donnie establishing it, now son Brandon helping run the business over 4 decades, a standard called good as new, maybe better, overlooking no process in the repair, making sure that everything that is damaged and needs to be replaced is, and that there are no shortcuts. No shenanigans. You know, Donnie never really thought about opening his own place. He was happy, being the car guy he is, and nobody knows more about cars than Donnie Turner, to work for others. But when he saw some of the chicanery going on, the customer's not going to know. And Donnie's response was, I will, and I'm not going to play that game. So thus, MPB, a benefit to you as a consumer. They hope, we hope, you never have to call them, but if you're going to get your car fixed after a wreck, you couldn't be in better hands. 27-WRECK with a W, they're on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane.
News is brought to you by Budget Floors and More, your new best friend.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. Alabama Power Company has advised the National Weather Service that gate operations will begin soon at Martin Dam on the Tallapoosa River. Initially, they plan to open 2 gates. Interest downstream of Martin Dam should stay informed of revised river forecasts for the lower Tallapoosa and Alabama rivers. Montgomery police are investigating a shooting near downtown that left a woman injured. The incident occurred in the 900 block of South Union Street, just south of I-85. An unidentified woman was taken to a nearby hospital suffering from a gunshot wound. No further information has been released. More than 60,000 infant swings sold at Walmart, Target, and online at Amazon and other sites have been recalled. The brand Jewel Baby has recalled their Nova Baby infant swing because it poses a suffocation hazard and violates federal safety regulations. Consumers should stop using the swings immediately. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Delrata Publix.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the River Region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible. Collecting rent on time and frequent inspections help landlords feel better about renting their house and to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
I've always gotten tons of UTIs. Cranberry products never worked for me, and I was desperate for a way to be proactive. I'm Jenna Ryan, CEO and founder of Eucora. We've worked with doctors to develop effective urinary tract health products. Eucora is helping over 100,000 women stay healthy. Ready to join them? Get 30% off at eucora.com/radio. That's eucora.com/radio.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Progressive asks, what do a slow Friday night, bored teenage boys,
I'm bored,
a pack of fireworks,
this is gonna be awesome,
and a teetering branch suspended over your car have in common?
Look out!
They
can quickly wreak havoc on your slow Friday night.
Uh-oh.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. We've helped over 30,000 families out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. If your timeshare agreement goes on forever, if you were told timeshares are a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, you have questions, we have the answers. At Wesley Financial Group, we're dedicated to helping timeshare owners get out of their financial nightmare. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call now for your free timeshare exit information kit. Call 800-761-0000. That's 800-761-0000. 800-761-0000.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. When you call the professionals at Clark with plumbing needs, you can count on quality service, flexible appointments, and affordable pricing. For more information, visit clarkcomfort.com. Better call Clark, 277-2125. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Temperatures will be way below normal tonight with a low temperature in the upper 30s with mainly clear skies. Maybe a couple of degrees colder in some of the outlying areas. We'll be watching that. Of course, we're into the growing season. For tomorrow, the temperature recovery begins with mostly sunny skies, high 72, up to about 76 Wednesday with more sun, upper 70s to near 80 on Thursday, and showers and storms holding off until Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. Check out our special spring savings on Kubota zero-turn mowers, like the Kubota Z411. At 10 miles an hour, it makes cutting around bushes, beds, and trees a breeze. Powering Alabama. Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
In audio, you will only hear on this broadcast as David Blackman and I explore the Idiocracy. We have Godzilla's acceptance speech at the Oscar. Godzilla finally won a long overdue Oscar.
Oh no, run fast.
And that's all we have. It's true that Godzilla did win an Oscar. It's also true that I had the wrong clip queued up, but hey, those who have been listening to me for a long time expect that level of incompetence. Do we have a call for David?
Steve.
Before we get to our list, let's get Steve on the air. And, Steve, you're on with David Blackman.
David, I suspect that these planes with all these illegals they're bringing in here, the cracks are covering the bases one way or the other, but I suspect there were probably some more military types on there. I'm afraid that win or lose the election, that you may have 100 or 125,000 foreign nationals to deal with. That's just my opinion. That's how I see it.
Appreciate the call. I
don't disagree.
I did see video of a plane of all illegals landing at LAX. Of course, California has been welcoming them for years. But, yeah, that's a concern. Although, David, I've also read and seen stories here and there that the Republicans are actually building teams to combat or at least work harder on stuff like mail-in ballots. But what we really need to do is learn how to cheat like the Democrats do. Because the only way you can win an election with their agenda.
Right, exactly. You have to learn to play the game that's under the rules that are prevailing. And the rules that are prevailing now are mail-in ballots and vote harvesting after Election Day, and all these things that the Republicans seem too proud to either police or do. And the RNC as an institution has been too incompetent to try to organize around. Hopefully the new leadership with Michael Whatley and Laura Trump will change that. But, you know, the Republican Party, Mitt Romney.
Oh, God.
I'm going back to 2012, and I hate to even utter that man's name, but he literally threw the 2012 election, had zero get-out-the-vote effort on Election Day, none, right. Zero, and took that functionality out of the Republican National Committee, out of the Republican Party, and it has never come back. I don't know what the solution is. I'm certainly not anyone who could organize it myself. But, you know, the Democrats don't seem to have a problem doing it. So it's obviously not rocket science.
I remember in 2012, Mitt was up by 3 points a couple of days, and it kept shrinking. And he mailed it in. He did. He didn't even try because I don't know what... want to be called a racist because he took the presidency away from our first half black president. I mean, such crap, such garbage. Yeah. And now he says he won't support Donald Trump. He'll vote for Biden over Trump. What a joke.
Despicable.
And this is after he suggested Katie Britt be the vice presidential nominee. She's been in the Senate for about a month. I think we could probably look for somebody like Kristi Noem, who's at least had experience leading an entire state. He's just...
Well, by Election Day this year, Katie Britt will have had probably more experience, more time in the Senate than Barack Obama had in 2008.
Well, I think Obama, on his first day, looked around and said, Whoa, I'm ready for this! almost knew it was in the bag.
He was a plant.
Well, he did know it was in the bag. Certainly, McCain had no chance against him, but Romney was going to win that election if he'd have just put in the effort over the last 3 weeks of it, and he didn't.
The game changer for McCain could have been Sarah Palin, but of course, as soon as she did that gracious acceptance speech at the convention, I think it was in Minneapolis that year, and the response, the passionate response she got, well, they went about the process of destroying her immediately.
Yeah.
Immediately.
McCain and his people.
Can you talk briefly, because we're going to talk Trump here on a couple of different areas, but the blog you put out today about Trump's tweet that was absolutely clueless on the topic of vaccinations.
Yeah, I was just so upset. I saw that... Friday morning that he had put that tweet out bragging about everything he had done on vaccines.
Yeah.
He did that in the midst of Biden's speech Thursday night and at the point in time where Biden was bragging about vaccinating America. And, you know, Trump comes back with the truth. By the way, it's the truth. Trump got those vaccines done in 9 months. Got it, you know, started the inoculation process. And if we all remember, during the 2020 campaign was when the vaccination process began. And Joe Biden and Kamala Harris were running around the country talking about how they would never take a vaccine right. that had been authorized by Trump. Okay. And then as soon as they assume office and get their marching orders from Obama and the people at the CDC and the people at the WHO and the World Economic Forum, all of a sudden, they're all in favor of the vaccines, and they go forcing everyone to take them. You either take them or you get pushed out of the military, you get fired from your job, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. Well, what that message Trump put out shows me is he hadn't learned a damn thing from any of that. He's proud of all that. Proud of all that stuff. Proud of these vaccines, which aren't vaccines at all,
that
have killed millions of people around the world.
Yep.
From their side effects, proud of the fact that Pfizer can't be sued because of a deal his administration made with Pfizer to mount that 9-month approval of an unproven vaccine technology and force it on the American people. He's proud of all that. So if you're thinking Trump is, you know, next time a virus comes around, if you think Donald Trump's going to protect you from the abuse of the CDC and all these animals
right.
at the World Health Organization and WEF from doing the whole thing over again, I hate to tell you, you're going to be on your own again. Trump isn't going to protect you because he hasn't learned anything.
On that, no. And, on the plus side of the ledger, though, David, and I would have never known this had I not seen it in your blog, which is one reason why I keep encouraging listeners. If you're not subscribing and supporting this man, you are missing out on some really useful information, not just politically, astute political observations, but on the energy field as well, that one of the banks that Trump has done business with for decades who lent him money using his financial statements, that Letitia James, who got her butt booed off by the fire department of New York, and now they want to catch all the firemen out of the audacity to boo the woman. They underwrote his $91 million bond in the E. Jean Carroll case. That's incredible to me. Yeah. That may be the biggest surprise story of the day. I'm sure the media is all over it, too.
I mean, he didn't defraud anybody. You know, no. It was a fraud case, and it was like you say, he had to pay a $450 million fine for paying his loans off on time. In fact, many of them be paid off well ahead of time.
Yeah, even Elon Musk, who we'll be talking about in a second here,
right.
said, who does he make the check out to for this ridiculous damage that the judge came up with? Who's the victim? There's no victim.
There is no victim. There was no fraud, period. And the same institutions that he supposedly defrauded, one of them underwrote, you know, gave assurance on the bond he had to post on the E. Jean Carroll $91 million payout. And I guarantee you, another one of them will underwrite his bond that he's going to have to post for $474 million or whatever it's going to amount to on this other New York case. And because why? Because they want to keep doing business with him because he pays his loan off on time. You know, this isn't hard, folks.
I'm starting to get nervous because I've been making my mortgage payments and car payments. Am I going to go to jail for this un-American behavior? You mentioned Elon, and I didn't see the story, so I'm going to ask you to elucidate. Yes, we do know a few $5 words in the show. Doesn't agree with Elon on EVs. What's the story there? Please take it from the top.
Yeah. So here's another example. Trump, despite my diatribe on the vaccines,
right.
we have to support Trump. He's light years yes. better than another 4 years of the insanity we've gone through since 2021.
Yes.
And here's another example where he's 100% right about electric vehicles. He doesn't mind electric vehicles, just like I don't mind electric vehicles. A lot of them are beautiful cars, you know, and they're fine machines. But there's all these roadblocks to them actually becoming a replacement for gas-powered cars. It's just not ever going to happen. There's too many limitations. The minerals aren't going to be there in the quantities they need, blah, blah, blah. And so Trump, that's position Trump takes on him. And, of course, Musk, as an imperative of the business he's running, has to be a disciple for pushing electric vehicles on everyone. And so they disagree on that. And because they disagree on that, Trump told an interviewer yesterday that on CNBC, or maybe it was early this morning, I guess, that he doesn't think Elon Musk will support him this year. And then Musk made a tweet later in the day saying, well, I'm not going to be giving money to anybody in this campaign, just to be crystal clear about it. So, you know, and that's fine. They have a disagreement on the key part of Musk's business. And so, you know, Musk can't be seen supporting a candidate who isn't in favor of continuing all the subsidies that electric vehicles get.
You also reiterated a warning that we discussed, I believe, on Thursday, that our power grid is in real danger.
Real danger. Very real danger. I mean, on the precipice of absolute disaster. And, we're living in this fantasy world where policymakers have made it virtually impossible. I mean, really, really hard to build any other kind of generation, new generation,
mm-hmm.
than solar and wind. And nobody, local communities all over this country are now fighting to oppose new wind. So it's really solar is about all that's getting built anymore. And solar's intermittent. It depends on the sun. It depends on the wind. I mean, it depends on the weather. You can't rely on it. It is not a 24/7 generation source.
Mm-hmm.
And we're living in this fantasy world where we don't have to build more coal and more natural gas and more nuclear because of stupid public policy. And that's going to, at the end of the day, and sometime very soon, we're going to have a major crisis on our power grid because the demands being put on it by AI, who's leading CEO at OpenAI, Sam, what's his name, says we're going to have to double generation capacity by 2040 just to accommodate AI. Okay. Now, add that to the fact that Elon Musk has told us that we're going to have to double generation capacity on the grid just to accommodate recharging electric vehicles. And then you got to account for the rise of cryptocurrency mining, which is an amazing energy hog. All these server farms that are being built all over the country that are amazing energy hogs. Every bit of new technology that gets developed is an amazing energy hog. Our population is expanding. Our economy is expanding. That all requires more electricity. Where's it all going to come from? You're talking about $50 trillion in new investment in the U.S. power grid in the next 17 years. Is what you're going to have to do to accommodate all this. And you're not going to do that with a bunch of solar panels. I'm sorry. That's not going to happen. So we're going to have a major shift in policy. And
soon, I would think.
Yeah, and the point I keep making is, historically, the only way a sea change in public policy related to energy has ever come about is because we had a major crisis. And so we're going to have a major crisis for that to happen. And I'm afraid, you know, when you're talking about a crisis on the power grid, you're talking about, you know, the grid being down, people being without electricity for months at a time. And that means a lot of people are going to die.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is the immediate and certain inevitability of the collapse of the grid.
And so, you know, it's kind of a lottery. We have 8 regional grids around the country. And it's kind of a lottery to see which grid's going to collapse first and cause the major crisis and kill a lot of people. And, you know, if you're among the unlucky ones living in a specific region where it happens, then God help you, because there isn't going to be a lot the companies and the government can do for you in a situation like that. And nobody in Washington is thinking rationally about this.
I have
very
a friend
few people that, anywhere else are thinking rationally about it.
That moved from South Florida to Oregon to be closer to her brother. And she was in an ice storm there a couple of weeks ago. Everything was turned to ice, and for 10 days, they had nothing.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And including a local leadership that was incapable of even checking on people to see if they needed anything. You may recall Chicago. I think it wasn't in the 90s when hundreds of people died during a heat wave. They had electricity, but it was still so hot that they couldn't accommodate, you know, look after the needs, and hundreds of people died during that. So there's every reason.
And that point is the right point, because when the blackout's going to happen is going to be during a period of time when the weather is unusually hot or unusually cold, because mm-hmm. that's when the demand on the grid's the greatest, and that's when it's most likely to collapse. So not going to happen on a spring day when it's 72 degrees outside.
And you'll have a Democrat to thank for it, friends. David, the first hour has rip by. We will be back with you in just a couple of minutes. Before we do that, though, please give your blog address.
DavidBlackman.substack.com for politics, Blackman.substack.com for energy, and we also often get the two intertwined, it seems.